My name is Freaky Jersey Tales, so it's only right that I tell you some Freaky Jersey Tales. Back in the day when I was heavily tapping and squeakity scrapping, I used to approach women in person or meet them online. I used to either approach women in person. You're probably wondering why I said it three times like Beetlejuice. For some reason, when I make videos saying that I used to either approach women in person or meet them online, there always seems to be that one weirdo in the comment section that says, "Why are you meeting women online? Why are you scared to approach women in person?" People seem to have selective hearing when watching my videos, so if one of those weirdos comes to my comment section and says, "Why are you only meeting women online? Be a man and approach them in person. You never approached a woman ever in your life." Don't argue with him. Just assume that he ate lead paint as a child. So anyways, let me tell you about the time I had my first Asian woman from Cambodia. Back in the day, I used to have an app called My Yearbook. I logged on one day and I got a message from a 19-year-old Asian chick. She was very direct, saying I'm cute, asking me if I have a girlfriend, saying she can't believe I don't have a girlfriend. Then I believe the same day I got her number. Once we got on the phone, it was music to my ears. We were already talking about sex, 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 and more sex. My simp ass was trying to meet up with her ASAP because I wanted to bust. And at the time, I always wanted to have sex with an Asian woman just to have that notch under my belt, you know? But she told me that I had to wait until her father goes back to work because, according to her, Asian parents are real strict with their daughters even when they're grown. So about 2-3 days later, she sends a random text saying she wants to see me, then she gave me her address. So like the super simp that I was, I stopped everything I was doing, hopped in my car going about 95 miles per hour headed to Philly. About 15 minutes before I got there, she told me to park around the corner because her dad was coming home soon. And he said that she's not allowed to date black guys. So I said, shoot, my thing is swollen and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to use my BBC to knock down her Asian Great Wall of Vagina. Because at this point, I don't care about her daddy. I use gas money. I had to pay tolls. So at this point, my thing needs to get wet. So as I'm sitting in my car around the corner, she comes walking up the street. Then when she saw me, she hops in my car. So I gave her a hug and my first question was, "So, where are we gonna get it on at?" Then she says she doesn't know. So we spent about 15 minutes trying to figure out where we could go. And I didn't want to spend money on a hotel for only 30 minutes of pleasure. So she said, "Let's go to the park." I said, "The park? What?" She said that the park has a private family bathroom there. I said, "Ew, you want to do it in a bathroom? All right, fuck it, I'm down." So once we got to the park, there were about 50 people there. And now at this point, I'm pissed because there were families waiting in line for the bathroom. So while me and Miss Asian Persuasion are sitting in the park, for some odd reason, she thought it was funny seeing me get mad. She told me, "You look so cute when you get mad." I told her, "You're lucky I can't bang you right now because I'm better when I'm mad." So we eventually left the park to sit in my car to come up with a new plan. I told her that we could get it on in my back seat if you want. But she said no, because it was too bright outside. But at this moment, I was just ready to throw in the towel. But my thing told me otherwise. My mind was telling me no, but my thing was telling me to bust. So now, driving all around Philly looking for an empty public parking lot. And I grew more frustrated because every parking lot was super crowded. So I ended up parking in a crowded Walmart parking lot to take a break. So we went inside Walmart so I could drain the dragon and so she could drain her slime box. After we used the facilities, we went back to my car and I was getting ready to take her home because her father doesn't want her staying out late. So once we got inside my car, she instantly grabbed me, put her hands up my shirt and started kissing all over me. My phallus got hella swole and I was ready to bust her wide open. The Walmart parking lot was too crowded, so we rolled around to a different spot. I ended up taking us to United Artists, the United Artists movie theater parking lot under the I-95 overpass. And I put my sunshade up on my front window. Then we hopped in the back seat and we started getting it. She was moaning like, I, yo, let me tell you, we were sweating, I was focused, and my balls were dangling. And she was wetter than a soggy mermaid, real talk. And I'm not bragging or boasting, these are just facts. Because when my dong was going in and out of her, all you heard was splash, splash, splash. And in the midst of all this, I saw a shadow of somebody walking past my car. I couldn't really see because the windows were foggy. And plus I had tinted windows in the back. So I pulled my ding dong out of her so I could see what's going on. I didn't see anybody. So I went back in to continue knocking down her great wall of vagina. Then, right when I was two pumps away from busting my sauce, whoosh, the cops pulled up and shined the spotlight in my car. Now I'm freaking out, she's freaking out, and as we were rushing to get dressed, the cop starts pulling on my door handles, trying to open up my car doors while banging on my windows. I'm like, yo, what is this guy doing? So I came up with a plan. I told her, let's sit still for a minute. Maybe he'll go away. Man, he wasn't going anywhere. So I cracked open the front door and the officer wasn't saying anything. So I said, so what do you want me to do, officer? You get out, you come talk to me. So I got out and walked up to him. And then he says, you two need to get stanky somewhere else. The next time, take the purse out the front seat and take the keys out the ignition. So I said, okay, no problem. So I ended up taking her home because her dad was blowing up her phone asking where she's at. And I was very upset because I wasn't able to get my BBC rocks off. So after I took her home, I crossed the bridge back to Jersey and I had to pee really bad. I didn't feel like stopping at a public place, so I just went straight home. Then once I got home, I jetted inside my house and ran straight to the bathroom. So I unzipped my fly to drain the dragon like, Then I noticed something wasn't right. I'm taking a piss, but I don't hear the pee hitting the water. I looked down and my pee started squirting everywhere. I didn't notice I still had the condom on. I was like, no, no. Piss was flying everywhere. On the mirrors, on the floor, on my pants, in the shower. I was like, no. But that's all I have for today. Let me know in the comments what you think. Peace.
Freezy. Freezy. Jazzy. Jazzy tells. Freezy. Jazz tells. I love you for a long time.